This is New England Public Radio News. Alex Ciccolo has been in federal custody for nearly 2 years. The 24-year-old Adams, Massachusetts man is charged with attempting to commit domestic terrorism. Ciccolo's father is a Boston police captain and was among the first responders at the 2013 Marathon bombings. He was the one who tipped off federal officials his son was becoming, quote, obsessed with ISIS. That led to an FBI sting where Ciccolo described to a government informant his plans to explode pressure cooker bombs in a crowded place. After Ciccolo's arrest, his father made a single statement to the public. His mother has kept an even lower profile until recently. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
Alex Ciccolo's parents divorced when he was in grade school. For a while, he lived with his mother on Cape Cod. When he was about 14, he moved closer to Boston, and he lived with his father and stepmother. There were ongoing custody battles, each parent accusing the other of doing a poor job raising their son.
Can I get you anything to drink?
I'm great, thank you. I'm good. I stopped.
Ciccolo's mother, Shelley McInnes, now lives in Peru, Massachusetts.
I've only been in the Berkshires for a little over 7 years.
She works the overnight shift in a substance abuse clinic. She says her son had his own struggles with addiction, and he did have a problem with anger, McInnes says, but he would not hurt innocent people.
He is very compassionate. He has a deep respect and reverence for all living things. I'm sure some people are out there saying, yeah, right, but he literally would not hurt a fly.
That's what McInnes chooses to believe, she says. And if people want to call her naive or stupid, they still can't take that belief away from her. Yet when Ciccolo was first arrested and he stabbed a nurse at the jail with a pen, that shocked her. She thinks he was disoriented. It was halfway through Ramadan. Ciccolo, who'd converted to Islam a few years ago, was fasting.
And he regrets that. He really has remorse for that.
And that stabbing is the one wrong act McInnes directly acknowledges her son committed. Still, she's relieved he's not on the street.
I'm so glad that he's in prison rather than going out somewhere, if he were planning to do that, I don't know, and getting killed.
McInnes is leaning heavily on her Catholic faith, giving all this trouble up to God, she says. And she's learning about her son's beliefs. Several books on Islam are piled on the table in the compact A-frame house she shares with her second husband. It takes about an hour from here to get to Springfield, and it's a drive they take for almost every one of Ciccolo's appearances in federal court. She visits her son in prison in Rhode Island about twice a month.
We actually get as much time as we want. There are visiting hours. They're different during the weekday and during the weekend.
Since Ciccolo was first arrested on July 4th, 2015, quite a bit has been reported about his early life. According to court records obtained by several media outlets, in his teens, Ciccolo was suspended from school for threatening another student. And then something happened at his father's home in 12th grade. Things got a little physical, McInnes says.
And Alex, you know, in anger, I guess it got pretty aggressive. So then his father decided to call the ambulance, and he was placed in the psychiatric unit.
After Ciccolo got out, McInnes says he refused to take medication. He dropped out of high school, left his father's home, stayed at friends' houses, slept in his car. He was drinking and doing drugs. McInnes says she knew people who ran a Buddhist peace pagoda in New York State, and her son agreed to go there. He found a mentor and stayed in New York for about a year. And eventually, he made his way to Western Mass, not far from his mother.
Yeah, he worked little odd jobs here and there. I think it was construction or landscaping.
2 weeks before the arrest, McInnes says her son was reclusive and anxious. He told her everything was fine, but she says he was in despair and angry.
About the situation here in the U.S. and the Middle East and around the world, what was happening to his Muslim brothers and sisters, getting killed, how they're being treated.
According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Ciccolo is a supporter of ISIS. He's accused of attempting to provide the terrorist group with material support. And physical evidence against Ciccolo? He received firearms from a person who was cooperating with law enforcement. Several partially constructed Molotov cocktails were found in his apartment. And in recorded conversations, Ciccolo describes plans to commit acts of terrorism, including setting off explosives where a large number of people congregate, like college cafeterias. McInnes won't condemn her son for any of these alleged plans. She has empathy for him. That is being a mother, she says.
Without condoning or justifying it.
Is there any way you think, you know, with the allegations, is there any way you think that he thought that he was doing something good by taking the alleged steps that he took to build a bomb?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in our minds that he felt that it was his duty and in the eyes of God to just to step forward and try to do his part. do something. And I think he didn't know what to do. And I think that if he had some confusion or second thoughts, or I think maybe it got to a point that maybe he didn't know who to go to.
In the past, McGinnis says her son told her everything, but she says she had no clue about any of his alleged plots. And whatever her ex-husband knew, McGinnis says going to the FBI was the wrong way to help their son.
People that you see being executed are criminals.
In a videotaped interview with the FBI in the hours after his arrest, Ciccolo is sitting in a cubicle, kitty-corner to a desk. One leg is crossed over the other. When the agent asks Ciccolo what he thinks about ISIS, Ciccolo doesn't answer at first.
Are they doing a good thing?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're doing a good thing.
Ciccolo told the agent ISIS will only kill people who fight them. That claim has been disproved repeatedly by the group's attacks in public spaces, cafes, concerts, offices, places of worship.
I'm happy to answer a few questions, folks.
A couple of weeks after that FBI interview, Ciccolo's attorney, David Hoos, stood outside federal court in Springfield.
One of the things that's hard to convey is the depth of this young man's feeling towards his mother and stepdad. And as I said in court, he would not do anything to put them at risk or in danger.
When asked by a reporter how he thought Ciccolo's father developed the belief his son was a danger to others, who said this?
We all have children, and our children sometimes fall far from the tree.
And who said he couldn't really elaborate more than that.
Thanks very much, folks.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.